We're at the Sweet 16. We have with us Mesa County Later Wheel softball coach Brian Littleton. And Rabbit, thanks for coming down.
Thank you, Travis.
You guys are off to a 2-0 start. We're pre-recording this interview here Tuesday afternoon. By the time this airs, you've already played Bracken County, but off to a nice start, Rabbit. And I know we've got a lot of young players that are hungry and picked up a big win the other night over Clark County. And you texted me before the game and said, we haven't beat Clark. Scoreboard goes back to 98-99. You haven't beaten them up until that point, so a nice win for your program.
Yes, great win, and we've talked about this last year. Had quite a bit of moral victories that were losses. We spoke with the girls here a couple weeks ago about, you know, it's time that we start getting some wins against these teams. We were happy just to compete with, but now we want to get wins. GRC was one of those teams, definitely, and it was a great win for our program.
One thing about the weather, I know you guys practice inside, try to get outside on the turf, out at the boys' club, but right now, this week, colder temperatures. I know you just take what you can get in the spring.
Right, absolutely, and there's already been at least three practices that we had scheduled that the field was in terrible shape, so we took advantage of the football field that they promised that we could use, and if it wasn't for that, we'd be inside again. Temperatures weren't bad, the sun was out, field was muddy, so we went to the football field, and it's a fun opportunity to do that, and helped us because GRC's field is turf, and then as we go to Tennessee, it'll be turf too, so get a little experience with that.
And again, the weather, I know you guys, I believe, got on the bus to go to Russell, and then you're supposed to have a home game, and then we had that tornado warning and hail,
right,
and whatnot.
Right,
so
right.
You schedule a ton of games and reschedule them to
yep.
try to get as many as you can.
And I think we got like 44 games scheduled this season, and that's what you do. You almost schedule every night because of last year, the maximum games you can play is 36, and we got all 36 in. We had to cancel a game or two because we would have exceeded that. So most of those games we were playing in really cold weather, but the field was in good shape. So it's just the luck of the draw there with the weather.
We're going to have you on again here in a couple weeks, but just some schedule highlights. You're going to play Bath County in the 2A Section 6 tournament there coming up March 28th, so a couple weeks to prepare for that.
Right, yes. They just beat Bracken County, I think, 2 or 3 days ago, like 11-4 or so. So they're just a great, solid team. I think they're preseason number 4 in the 16th region. So we're in a tough section. I mean, if you beat them, you gotta beat Powell. They got the bye. And then if you win that, you're going to have to beat Fleming or Round. So three great games. That will be our first goal of the season is to win a sectional that we've never done.
You're going to play in the Cal Ripken Experience there over spring break in Pigeon Forge. You're going to play a team from New York, Harlan County, which is in Kentucky, a team from Ohio, and then East Jessamine. So four games there. Neat to get to experience that. You guys went down there last year.
This year, Sunday is Easter. We're going to leave Monday morning and try to get up there in the afternoon and practice. And April 2nd, we have two games. I got on Max Preps. The New York team, I think, was 17-3 last year, and a pitcher that was a junior, she's a senior this year, she had a 1.41 ERA, only 220 strikeouts in 104 innings, so looks like we got our hands full with that game. And then, like you said, Harlan County, and then April 4th on the Thursday, we'll play Edgewood, Ohio. They're a Division I school over in Ohio, and then we get to finish up with East Jessamine. They just were 29-6 last year and ended up in the Final Four. Yeah, so it's going to be a tough trip.
David Irie Classic coming up there middle of April. We all know David Irie and the work he does and scholarships and whatnot, but I believe you're going to play Lewis County there in that little showcase.
Yes, I'll talk a little bit about the David Irie Classic. I talked with text with David this morning, and this is his 13th annual David Irie Classic. It was started in 2012 by the late Keith Prater. Keith started the Classic to get David back involved with baseball, and because he felt that's where David belonged, what he sacrificed so much for. The first Classic was between Lewis County and East Carter in baseball. Pudge Stafford started involving softball in 2015 at Lewis County. The Classic was moved to Bath County in 2019, which involved baseball and softball. The baseball games will be played this year on Saturday, April 27th in Paintsville, and the teams playing are Russell, Bath County, Wolf County, and Paintsville. The Classic has moved around different parts of the state to spread spinal cord injury awareness. And this year will be the first year that Classic will be held here in Mason County for softball. As you stated, 11 o'clock we'll play Lewis County. At 1, Fleming plays Pendleton. And then at 3 o'clock, the losers play. And at 5 o'clock, the winners play. So we appreciate Dave in giving us the opportunity to host this. And those Irie folks are about the best you can find around. We competed against each other, Calvert Temple, Quick Surround, slow pitch softball in the 80s. And then early 90s, we combined with them and got to play together and win a lot of tournaments. So no better folks than those Irie folks.
Now you guys are playing your home games at the Tom Browning Boys and Girls Club. Again, not to harp on this, but at some point, hopefully you get a field down the road. But yep. Playing your home games there at the Boys Club.
Yeah. Right now, the plans are that this will be our home field, and some renovations are in the plans as well with stadium seating and dugouts and redo the dugouts and new fencing, so hopefully we'll see that come true.
Other scheduling highlights, Keith Carver Classic there, April 27th there, of course here in Maysville, so honoring the legacy of the life of Keith Carver. We could go on for 20 minutes about Keith and what he meant to our community and what he meant to youth sports.
Absolutely, and we want to keep this classic going on as long as I'm around at least. Keith, as we've talked about before, and Mike Buzhuff and Jim Singer, really fixed Wall Park back up when it overrode with weeds and everything else, and they got down there and really cleaned it all up, kind of revived softball around here. And I'm wondering if Wall Park would look like it does today if it wasn't for those guys doing that. And I wish Keith could have got to see what this park looks like now. But that's Saturday, April 27th. We'll take on Nicholas at 12. Augusta's playing Ripley. I get to see my girls coaching basketball, play a little softball. So we brought them over. At 2, Nicholas plays Calvary Christian. And at 4, we're scheduled to play Calvary Christian. It's also our prom that day. We found the date of that after we'd already scheduled this. So hopefully we'll get enough to play that 4 o'clock game. If not, we'll replace them with somebody else.
You got your roster there, Rabbit, if you want to run
yes.
down. Your roster
yes.
of your young ladies.
First of all, I want to talk about my coaches. For my middle school, it's J.C. Thomas and Courtney Burkhart, Brian Gross, and Jimmy Campbell. And our coaches for our varsity, Tracy Opie King, Chris Applegate, and Mike Buzhuff. We got Lexi Cooper that works with a lot of our young pitchers, and Shelby Thompson, the player from last year, is working with some of our catchers. We appreciate those two cats for doing that for us. We got 28 total middle schoolers playing from 6th through 8th. And then we just moved up 3 8th graders to play JV for us. That's Taylor Sapp, Aubrey Gross, and Claire Miller. Our freshmen are Kyla Turner, Kimber Ferguson, Anna Howell, Maggie Gerhard, Haley Allison, Reagan Workman, Bentley Shepard, Sydney Ullery, Savannah Spicer, and Delana Rigg. Our sophomores are Kaylin Gallagher, Carly Thomas, and Olivia Hughes. Juniors, Reese Hardiman, Kenzie Gully. And our seniors are Destiny Dowell and Marcella Gifford this season.
You like where your numbers are at?
Yes. We got 45 total kids from 6th through 12th grade. So, like I said, we had 28 total middle schoolers, and we only play a 7th and 8th grade schedule, play an A game and a B game. We combine those two grades. But Manchester last year started a Sunday afternoon league, and so we take our 6th graders over there with some of our 7th and 8th grade pitchers and catchers and gets them an opportunity to play.
Just a couple of seniors, so a lot of these girls
yes.
are getting valuable experience the next 3 or 4 years.
Absolutely. Our first two games, we started playing the DP and the flex, 4 freshmen, 2 sophomores, 2 juniors, and both seniors.
And I guess you see that growth. You've coached sports for as long as I've been alive, but from the start of the year, you're going to have ebbs and flows with a young team. But
absolutely.
You know, you play that many games to prepare for the district tournament coming up.
Right. I don't even look at them as freshmen. I mean, quite a few of them played last year as 8th graders. They come to practice and work hard every practice and want to get better. That's easy to coach when you got that.
The district coming up, you're going to play Bracken, as we mentioned. We won't know the outcome of this game because we're pre-recording it, but Augusta as well. St. Pat, I think they're still trying to put together a team, but obviously all these games are practice games leading up for – you know, the district and potentially the regional tournament.
Right. Ella Johnson, I think she's a senior. She didn't have any COVID years.
Yeah.
No more COVID years for her.
Outstanding young lady,
though. That's right. She is. Great kid, comes from a great family. And her younger sister is.
They said she might just be as good, if not
yeah,
better, than her sister.
I hope they keep her away from the pitching coaches and just let her play short. That's going to be hard enough for us. And her bat. I mean, every time I get on Facebook, she's hit a home run. So be glad to see Ella go.
Speaking of home run, I know Kyla Turner hit one the other night.
KT hit her first home run. And Buzz gave her the bunt signal, which she fouled. And I think she was mad because he gave him the bunt signal. And so Buzz is taking 100% credit for that because she was mad after getting the bunt signal and then hitting one out. So, and she's worked hard. And a lot of these kids have worked hard away from us. As you know, if you want to become a great player, just coming to our practices, it's not going to happen. You do the work outside, and she's one of them and does that, and a lot of our girls are doing that.
Strength of this team early?
Well, they're coachable, for one thing. They want to get better. I don't think they're scared to play anybody, and some of our kids are working on their own. Livy Hughes has elevated her pitching because she's gone spend Sundays in Portsmouth working on her game, and pitching is something I can't help them with. I can't help them much with catching. We can help them with everything else, but to get better, they've got to do that on their own. Olivia's done that. Delaney Riggs done that. Delaney's hurt right now. We're not sure when she's going to be back, and Marcella pitched. So we got 3 pitchers, which is great. You know, a lot of teams got one, and they just survive with the other one. Then we got Taylan, who's an 8th grader, who's going to be pitching a lot of JV for us, but putting in that extra time, I think we're a little faster than last year. Our defense, I think our defense is going to be better this year. Kenzie has had to play short for us for these first 2 years. Now with KT's work ethic and coming to the field and in the gym and working hard every second of every practice, we're going to start her at short, and we get to move Kenzie back to the outfield, which is her natural position, which is a position that if she goes on and plays at college is probably where she's going to play. So we're excited about getting her back out in the outfield.
Yeah, I want to mention her as well. Kenzie Gulley, outstanding season last year. Mentioned top 10 preseason player in the region and outstanding leader on your team.
Absolutely. And when she goes, we go. I'll take her over any leadoff batter in the region. She got the complete package. She's fast. She's got a great glove. She's got a great arm. She's got a great bat and a great attitude. Another girl that plays all the time to make herself better.
Again, you're playing your home games there at the Tom Browning Boys and Girls Club. I know softball is a quick sport, exciting, so I know you urge people to come out and watch your team play. We're going to get some better weather eventually, so right. Come out and cheer on the Lady Royals.
Yes, in our first game in Paris, the crowd was big, and I told the girls, as I told my Ripley girls over in Ohio, that if you're fun to watch, people will pay to watch you play. I want to give a shout out, as usual, to Roger Barnett, who I don't know how many times umpires have come to our field and said, my gosh, this might be the nice looking field we've seen all year, and how great a shape it's always in. Jim Brown's a big part of that. We thank all our banner sponsors, all the people that support our pancake breakfast a couple weeks ago. If we don't get those sponsors and have those fundraisers and people don't support, and we can't take the trips to Tennessee and buy all we buy. So we appreciate all that.
Robert, thanks for coming down. We're going to talk to you more as the season progresses, but thanks for stopping down.
All right. Thank you, Travis.